Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. We will be reviewing the news. How are you doing? People of the regular chat, Marine Le Pen will eliminate aid and evict convicted criminals from social housing, will prohibit the Islamic veil in public spaces, will not allow illegal immigration in France, will remove payments from those who neither study nor work. What is not to love? Vas-y, Marine. Come on, France. Tomorrow will be the results of the first round of the French elections. I'm excited, although my excitement is dampened by the fact that I'm not sure Marine Le Pen will be quite a radical change for France, but it would be exciting to see her win, if not for the effect of her presidency, at least for the message that it would send. You have to take those wins because there's not much wins to be had for the right in our world. Yeah, I'll follow this tomorrow morning and see what happens. Perhaps by the time of the show we should get some results, maybe even the final results. I don't know exactly how fast they are, but we'll see. If you'd like to support the show, use the support button. The Odyssey platform right under this video is my favorite platform for super chats. Or you can join us on Entropy. The link is right below the video. And our survey tonight is, will Marine Le Pen win the French elections? She has a lot of barriers before she gets there. She needs to win. She needs to show a strong showing in the first round. And then it would need to be the case that the voters of Zemmour and perhaps even some far-left voters end up voting for her to balance off what Macron will probably win also in the second round. Let's not forget that the French people, when they get after the first round, they start getting scared about the radical alternative. And then all of the media starts piling onto the second candidate, and that's how a Macron wins. It's often by showing, look at the extreme that you will get if you don't vote for me. And so I expect totally this, and I don't expect the French people to be that pissed that they won't buy into this. They'll eventually start finding Marine Le Pen too radical, and on the second round, she has very little chance in my view, but I've been disappointed before, so that's why I'm already preparing for a disappointment. The commodity currency revolution begins. We will look back at current events and realize that they marked the change from a dollar-based global economy underwritten by financial assets to commodity-backed currencies. We face a change from collateral being purely financial in nature to becoming commodity-based. It is collateral that underwrites the whole financial system. I agree, this is what's about to happen, and it's inevitable because ultimately human beings are dependent on resources. So in a way, you can look at how cheap we've had things for in the last few decades, and you can say, what are they doing, these corn producers and these metal miners? I mean, they hold us by the ball and they've never quite forced us to pay as much as we would be ready to pay, but they're about to do this. It's happening. Moderna recalls over 700,000 contaminated vaccine doses. The company is enacting the measure out of an abundance of caution, according to a statement. There was one vial that was found to have been contaminated with a foreign substance. There's no more detail than this, but I can already feel the conspiracy theorists to start getting excited around chips. What is it? The carbon layers of what was the material that people were? I don't remember, but yeah, I mean, in this case, there was an actual foreign body. What does that mean? Graphene, that was the thing that people were excited about. I don't know if the foreign substance was graphene. Perhaps the conspiracy theorists were right all along. In any case, they have been withdrawn from the market. Jussie Smollett has released a music. Isn't he in jail? I guess. Can you release music from jail? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't jail yet. Maybe because of his appeal. That's what. So he appealed, and so he's freed from jail until the appeal gets resolved, and he released a single track. Let's have a look.
Taking lives, but turn around and act like I'm the one that killed the strides. Maybe we stick together. Maybe we read more. Instead of saying that it's above me now, brother, you sure? I can't be mad. Take my ego out.
And in the song, he says, are you crazy thinking that I would mount this whole set up for a false crime against me and ruin my own reputation? It's like, this guy this guy cannot accept. You got caught, Jussie. We have the whole thing. You conspired with other guys. You trained for that scene. You prepared. It was all set up, and you continued with the plan no matter what when you were already exposed. And he's talking about his ego, and take my ego out and let us read more. Are you kidding me? Jussie Smollett, what did you read? Here, Jussie Smollett, read this. How about you read this, Jussie, and tell me what you think. Let's all read more to fix the problems of the world. You gotta be kidding me. Boris Johnson is chilling in Kiev. At a handshake distance, Boris and Zelensky walk through the center of Kiev and talk to ordinary Kievans. This is what democracy looks like. This is what courage looks like. Okay, that's a media operation if I've ever seen one. Okay, not much to see other than Boris Johnson just showing some support by walking in the streets, showing that it's relatively safe. Stray says, at least it's not green screened. Yeah, because the productions of Zelensky have been extremely poor on this front. But for now, we have an actual, we have a more real take here. The progression of the war, of course, the full withdrawal from the north. We've seen some explosions. Dnipro seems like the next target. And as far as the advancements go, it's pretty stable in terms of the front line. But we see constant conflict, lots of artillery, lots of missiles have been sighted at their launch sites, some in the Russian-controlled region, some in the Ukraine side. There's lots of firing back from the Ukraine side. No major progression of the forces, but this could be related to changes of leadership that are happening. The Vasishev region around Kharkiv has been shelled. We can see some damage here on the buildings. And so there's continued shelling. And there's also a warning from the side of Russia. Russia sounds alarm over Ukraine's plans for false flag operation in Irpin using dead bodies of prisoners of wars. We've seen again and again these warnings in advance of false flags. I don't know if that works. Do they intend to warn people that it will happen, be on the lookout, or do they intend to stop these operations by calling them out in advance? But here they say that they expect that the Ukraine side will use the bodies of Russian prisoners of war that they killed themselves to make it look like civilians were killed in Irpin. Could happen. I don't know. It could happen. The FSB general director, who was put on house arrest a couple of weeks ago when Putin was disappointed by his communication and openness around the war. It seems that Putin feel like he's been deceived. He's now under full arrest in a prison. Russian President Vladimir Putin transferred one of his top spies tasked with political intelligence in Ukraine from house arrest to pre-trial Lefortovo prison in Moscow, the Center for European Policy Analysis reported. Colonel General Sergei Beseda and his deputy were placed under house arrest initially. They are accused of diverting operational funds for other purposes, so maybe not fully investing the funds as ordered by Putin. And they are accused of poor intelligence and deceiving Putin. Meanwhile, a new general has been hired by Putin. Putin appoints a new commander for Ukraine. He has appointed General Alexander Dvornikov, commander of Russia's Southern Military District, and he has been named theater commander of Russia's military campaign in Ukraine. This guy has more experience winning a war because he's the one who was directing the operations in Syria when Russians came into Syria and sided with the regime of Assad. So the reason why Assad controls Syria today is because he was helped by, precisely by this guy. So the Russian forces have won alongside their allies with Assad in Syria. So now this guy will be directing the operations in Ukraine. Now, he's named the Butcher of Syria. Not good from a mediatic perspective. From a marketing perspective, the Butcher of Syria. But from a leadership perspective, perhaps that's what is needed. He helped Assad as he used chemical weapons. Well, I'm not sure about that claim. I've seen video claiming that there were chemical weapons used in Syria. I'm not sure about the claim that it's him who used it. Is tasked with rescuing disastrous Ukraine invasion after 19,000 troops died in push to Kiev. This number may be exaggerated. I think it's the Ukrainian side of the number. As Russia prepares new assault in the east. From 2016, Dvornikov oversaw Russia's brutal intervention in the Middle East that helped Syrian President Bashar al-Assad crush his enemies in the civil war. During that time, chemical weapons and indiscriminate airstrikes were used, resulting in thousands of civilian casualties. The 60-year-old general is also believed to be the man behind Friday's missile attack on Kramatorsk railway station. Whoa. You don't even have a demonstration that this attack comes from the Russian side, and you're already attributing it to a general. Start by showing me that you have evidence that it comes from the Russian side, because here's the statement on this attack from, yes, citation needed, Stephen J. James. Here's the Russian statement on this attack. The Ukrainian side immediately claimed that Russia was complicit in the incident. However, Russia's defense ministry emphasized that Russian forces had no fire tasks and planned none for April 8 in Kramatorsk. The Tokhta-U tactical missile systems are actively used by the Ukrainian armed forces but are not operational in Russia or the Donbas republics. The Russian Defense Ministry highlighted that the photos from the Russia-Belarus Union Resolve 2022 military exercises being spread by Kiev show the hardware that does not belong to Russia. According to the data of the Russian Defense Ministry, the strike against the Kramatorsk railway station was delivered by a missile battalion of the Ukrainian Armed Forces from the community of Dobropoli, 45 kilometers southwest of the town. The DPR believes that the strike against the town was a provocation by the Ukrainian military DPR head Denis Pushilin condemned the missile strike as a war crime and warned that this was not the last provocation by the Ukrainian army. On March 14, a similar Tokta-U missile hit the center of Donetsk, killing 17 and wounding 36 other civilians. So, what news outlet is that from? It's a Russian news outlet, TASS, T-A-S-S. And of course, if you want any of the links to whatever I show on screen, it's always in the description below. There's an HTML file containing all of the links I present in the show. Now, you don't have to necessarily believe this, but this is the statement from the Russian side. And I think that there is some evidence that is relatively convincing here. First, the fact that a similar missile has been launched against DPR, against the Donetsk, and it has killed a similar amount of civilians. Secondly, Russia does claim that they don't have these missiles. And the new claim here for me, I didn't know that, but they even claim that DPR doesn't have access to these missiles. So they would be missiles that are coming from the Ukrainian side. That's possible. Now, is it necessarily a provocation as they interpret it? No. It could be that the missile was sent with bad parameters and accidentally ended up in the wrong place, or it could be a planned provocation. The debunkers are still at the Bucha massacre, which we've analyzed already on the show. Satellite imagery confirms civilians were killed more than 3 weeks ago in Bucha, fact checkers report. But here's the problem. We've already analyzed this. If you invoke more than 3 weeks ago, then you're not in the Russian occupation of Bucha. You're before the Russian occupation of Bucha. Because the Russians have exited Bucha around March 30, March 31st. And even if you were to calculate 3 weeks from here, 3 weeks from here would bring us at the very beginning of the Russian occupation. But 3 weeks from March 30 or March 31st would bring us before the Russian occupation. And anyways, we have videos of the mass graves being dug by the Ukrainian side in Bucha. And basically, putting bodies of civilian defenders of Ukraine into these mass graves. We also have from Bucha the evidence that some of the bodies that were found of civilian casualties were carrying Russian kits of food. Why would you leave food gifts to people and then kill them? Not sure that makes sense. The theory that they have been killed by the roughest battalions of Ukraine, who were unhappy to find that some civilians are starting to free ride on their war effort because they are ordered by their president to be part of the Ukrainian army and they didn't join the Ukrainian army. That is a very likely explanation for some of the murders. They have been killed because they were males, because most of the bodies found in Bucha were male in fighting age. So they were killed because they were civilians who didn't join the Ukrainian army. I mean, that's the theory. Major row in Greek parliament after Zelensky features neo-Nazi Azov fighters in address. So Zelensky was speaking to the Greek parliament and he started showing fighters who were speaking to the Greek parliament, and as it turns out, one of them was a member of the Azov battalion. Why would he do this? So there are some people in the Greek parliament who stood up and left because they didn't want to be addressed by a group that is associated with neo-Nazis. So in the southeast of Ukraine, we have sites of missiles being launched here.
там что они пропадают.
All right. Stephen J. James says those Tuktoyaktuk missiles look like old flying garbage cans. That's pretty much what they are. They are containers. So they in this case they contained fragmentation ammunition. They contained a kind of bomb that spreads material and kills people basically with just bunches of metal. The Ukrainian army on April 7th shut down a Russian Orion drone, so we can see the parts of these drones. Oh my god, that is quite some technology. Wow, very complex inside. Very impressive what technology is bringing to war. Some sites of missiles launched again in the southeast. This one near Donetsk in Makivka, missiles in the sky. Another video showing similar things, could be the same missiles. I don't know where they landed, but the images come from the southeast. From April 8th, it was announced, starting on April 16, that any car that comes from Russia will not be allowed in the European countries. From April 8th, the EU countries stopped the passage of vehicles registered in the Russian Federation and Belarus, the Federal Customs Service of Russia reported. So there's a blockade now. You cannot enter the EU. And if you are in the EU, you have up to April 16 to leave. So if you have a Russian car, a Russian plated car, it's time to leave the EU. It's not going to be a safe place to be, and they're going to take it from you. There were fires in residential buildings as a result of Russian shelling in Popasna. Again, this is all in the active front of the war in the east. Buildings on fire as a result of the shelling. We see some smoke resulting from clashes around Kherson, so that's more in the southwest.
Доброе утро. Ми з України. Хорош, хорош, ребятки. Отработало чётенько. И там дымочек. Бомба.
And there are still plenty of people in these areas capable of filming. An MLRS multiple rocket launcher tornado system used in Kharkiv by the Russian army. Impressive, because I don't know if the parachute is stuck, but they basically successfully captured the missile with its parachute system. That's one way in which missiles can drop. You know, they don't all go at full speed toward their target. Some of them have a parachute system that slows them down. I'm guessing that it allows kind of a gravity moment for controlling the final destination of the missile. Very interesting. I had never seen a photo capture this in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. A parachute system for a huge missile. Now, if you see that, I don't know if you want to take a photo or just run, because it seems that the guy who took that picture is about to get blown off. Russia governor accuses Ukraine of firing mortars at Russian territory. Kherson Oblast Governor Roman Starovoyt claimed that a border crossing in Elizavetovka, located several kilometers away from Ukraine's Sumy Oblast, was shelled on April 9. I have already commented on this. Attacks from the Ukraine side toward the Russian side could be a significant escalator in this conflict. For now, it's been happening in very, very border towns. But if this becomes common, it would give a valid legal excuse for Putin and for the butcher of Syria. to step up their game and perhaps use tactical nukes that definitely would fall under the current definitions of how the Russian doctrine allows the use of nuclear weapon. So that's it for the war news. We can have a look at some other news. Ejector seats labeled. Okay, I don't know that, Callum Hawk. I don't know what you're talking about. Elon Musk suggests Tesla may eventually wind up mining for its own lithium, having already apparently secured his company's nickel needs well in advance of this year's chaos in the nickel markets. Tesla looks to now be focused on securing its lithium needs by suggesting that it may need to go into lithium mining. The company's plans have only made it as far as an Elon Musk tweet, which admittedly is where many ideas have gone to die off, but the suggestion garnered significant media attention when Elon Musk said Tesla might actually have to get into the mining and refining directly at scale unless costs improve. I'm not sure it's going to happen. It's not typical for Tesla to spread that far. They are ready to take on tasks in the manufacturing domain, but mining is a whole different thing, and I'm not sure they'll be able to do this. And even if they would do this, they would be faced with the industry that would drain their wealth in some other way. They would pay a high price for the big trucks that you need to carry all this metal around. So I don't think it's possible for Tesla to change the game of lithium mining. The game of lithium mining is that everyone knows people are about to be forced to buy electric vehicles, and so lithium becomes rarer and rarer because there's just too much demand. And it's an artificial demand to some extent because the state has rewards for this market, and eventually it will outlaw other options. DK Shadow says Elon has the boring company with the boring machines. Yeah, but that's a totally different world to be digging little tunnels for cars in downtown Las Vegas. That's one thing. To be mining, extracting metals, melting them and separating them. That is another thing. I don't see it happening. But Elon is kind of crazy. He could make it happen, but I think it would significantly drain his wealth. And eventually he would get owned by the lithium industry. The lithium industry would find a way, whatever, even if he's innovative in what he does, they would find a way to sell him the material for mining at a higher cost, and they would get their profit one way or another. Fractal Man says, hire some geologists, dig the tunnels, then you just need a processor. Sounds very hard, but I'm the lazy guy who doesn't get in these big entrepreneur. I don't have the entrepreneur spirit other than intellectual entrepreneurship. So I guess I'm a bad counsel for Elon. So if he wants to do it, he can. John Drake says Panasonic is the leader in the battery biz. I think they have 40% of the market or so. Yeah, there are big players, and the demand for lithium is being diversified right now. Solar storage, cars, things that didn't exist in massive amounts 20 years ago. So lithium is due for a major change. Now, I for one hope that one day there would be something else than lithium batteries, but it doesn't seem to be coming. I was super excited by the announcement of Elon Musk trying to develop a battery, the Tesla wall, but the Tesla wall, the power wall or whatever they call it, it turns out to be just a regular battery, just set up in a white casing that makes it look new. So it's not different. I hope that we have scientists who will do some great discovery that will completely change this. But there's nothing like this inside. Palm Springs moves forward with measure to provide universal basic income to low-income trans and non-binary residents. It looks like universal basic income could soon become a reality for some Americans, and those Americans are transgendered people living in Palm Springs, California. The city's town council voted to allocate $200,000 to Queer Works and DAP Health, two nonprofits, to develop a pilot program that would provide cash support to transgender, non-binary, and intersex residents in the form of cash payment. This is absolutely ridiculous. Yes, do you want lunch? Says non-universal universal income. It's not universal if you have to chop your balls to get it. This is capitalism inverted. It's really what socialism is. It's like, we're going to reward non-reproduction. That's basically what it is. And it's like, you get a reward in this society, at least in California. You get a reward for abolishing, for being a non-binary. So that means abolishing the symbols of your sexuality, of your difference as a man or as a woman, to blur the signal between men and women as part of sexual selection. It's anti-biology, it's anti-nature, and yes, ultimately it's a form of eugenics, DK Shadow, but a form of eugenics that, I don't know, how many people would get drawn, how many people wouldn't have been LGBT, but will start identifying LGBT because it's their only way to survive? That's a worrying thing. Because you might have a pressure. Now, okay, these people will get deceived. They get the money, but they won't make babies. So in a way, it's a sterilization program. Born again in 2022 in America. Tillman says, Jeff, did you see the Tesla Giga grand opening in Texas? I think it was 2 days ago. I didn't see it. I would have to consult this because I've not been following this. But Tesla is always having these grandiose opening days. It's not super interesting for me anymore. Kelly Brown has been sharing worries about the evolution of weekly excess death in Canada. So ages 0 to 45. Excess death have been increasing around March of 2020 for this category. This line right here in red expresses a rise of the excess mortality by 25%. So you can see that before 2020, it was hovering, of course, around zero, because that's the definition of excess death. And in March 2020, when the lockdowns start and everything, you have a rise that's definite and that's continued over time. Here you have the campaigns of vaccination for the first dose and the second dose. There's a worry that the excess death count had lowered and it has increased after, but it has also increased before the vaccine was even on the market. So I think that the interpretation for this is the whole lockdown COVID lifestyle is having a damaging effect on the young generations. I think we can conclude this. Perhaps some of it then, later, could be due to the vaccine. But in general, just having this society of lockdowns and vaccine passports, it's leading to a lot of death in the 0 to 44 category. And he was saying that even if you were to chop out deaths by despair, like suicide, it doesn't account for the whole wave. So there's something else. Perhaps just the fact of being enclosed and having no hope can affect your immune system. And he also says that the COVID deaths themselves do not explain the whole wave. You can see in blue, those are the deaths written as COVID deaths. There's definitely something else happening between the blue and the red. In fact, sometimes they're not even correlated. Look at this rise here with respect to a drop in the COVID deaths here. Terrible what we've imposed onto society as part of these lockdowns. Big tech censored Air Force veteran who shared story of rising poverty to a college education. She was banned from LinkedIn. I was locked out of LinkedIn just now for this exact post below. The post was saying, "I am not responsible for your student debt. I grew up in poverty in North Carolina, ate from a garden, name was on community angel tree for Christmas, bought clothes from yard sales, and if I was lucky on a rare occasion, Sky City. I joined the Air Force, then went to college. I made it happen." That was her statement. And apparently, this statement is violates the hate speech rules of LinkedIn. Apparently, just linking to Code of Vets, which is some kind of website for a veteran or something like this. Just the fact that it was linking to this website was enough to trigger the hate speech terms of LinkedIn. Texas AG Paxton invites legal fight with Biden admin over busing migrants to DC. I'm daring them. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said he's daring the Biden admin to follow federal law. So Texas has decided that they've had enough with the problem of illegal immigration, and they've decided to drop the illegal migrants in Washington, D.C. by bus or plane. The federal government's position on this is that states do not have the right to have their rules around immigration, so it's all a federal government controlled policy. Interesting. It seems that Texas wants to go full bravado onto the federal government, and they want to get rid of the problem. I don't think it will work. Ultimately, I think the federal government has way too much power over immigration, but it probably will stay that way, simply because of the wordings in the Constitution. However, the Texas Republicans believe that under a new Supreme Court with more Republican judges, that they have a shot at canceling the old findings and at renewing this domain of law and giving them some control over what happens with immigration. It's interesting. I want them to pursue this, but the chances that it will work are very low. Your children are far more likely to get molested by a public school teacher than a priest. Sexual abuse cases by 100,000. Catholic priests are scoring at 7,000 approximately. Public school teachers are scoring at around 11,000. The sources have been displayed here. I haven't gotten the chance to check the sources for these claims, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's an interesting take, the idea that perhaps the people who get highly interested in delivering services to kid might be, some of them might be groomers. Tillman says, "Jeff, that is our foundation." Yeah, Code of Vets. Okay, yeah, Code of Vets is the foundation of this girl. So basically, just because she has a foundation, and the foundation has been pointed to as hate, hateful. LinkedIn banned her for her little comment. Dr. Dude, PhD, says on Gab, these data are not stunning. Mass immigration drastically raises the cost of housing. Very interesting. I didn't know about this. In Japan, housing is not increasing in price for the last 25 years. Look at this. The price for housing is the same or even slightly lower as it was in 1995. Can you believe this? And you had Ray Murasam on this show who had come to... I was interviewing her and she was like, oh, Japan is terrible. They're dealing with a big problem of birth rate and population issues, and they fail at replacing the population with immigration. You have leftists that are looking at Japan as headed for its own death because they don't want to take migrants in. That looks like a very healthy society. Can you imagine housing not being more of a problem today in America than 30 years ago? That would be a relief for many families in America. And then, more facts. Japan population in 1995 was exactly the same as in 2000. The change was 0.2%. In the US, the population grew by more than 60 million between 1995 and 2020. I don't know here if he made an error. He said 2000. Isn't it the 2020 count? Let me just check this. Japan population. I don't want to claim. Yeah, so it's not the 2000 count. This is the number for Japan in 2020. 125.8 million. Basically, their population didn't grow in 25 years. The US population grew by 60 million in 25 years. So that's why it's not costing that much to get housing in Japan. There is not a massive increase in the demand as we cause in the US. Firestarter says, that's cheating, 5 years, yo, 30 years. No, it wasn't cheating, it was a typo. So it's 2020, I've checked the numbers. A terrible story. There were some teenagers playing with body armors, and a Florida teen killed while friends were taking turns shooting one another in a bulletproof vest. The boy was transported to a hospital where he later died. That is absolutely ridiculous. Don't play that kind of game. It is absolutely insane. First, body armor is not perfect protection. Second, the bullet can take another direction than the body armor. Third, it can pierce the body armor, especially the closest you are, the more energy the bullet has. Fourth, you don't know if the body armor can resist multiple shots. It's a very bad idea, and someone has died now because they played that game. Absolutely ridiculous. Judge appears likely to allow January 6 related candidacy challenge against Marjorie Taylor Greene. A federal judge signaled Friday that she will likely allow a group of Georgia voters to move forward with their constitutional challenge against GOP Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, which claims she can't run for re-election because she aided the January 6 insurrectionist. I hope that this doesn't work because you cannot be judged to be an insurrectionist just because you have a political view on the legitimacy of an election, or if you think that the current president is not the president that should be. That's basically their case. They take quotes of her that says, well, Biden wasn't elected the president, and Trump win, but they messed up with the numbers. That is not what the law intends to point to as an insurrectionist. That's just someone with an opinion. So the judge seems to be allowing the case. I hope that this case eventually gets dismissed because they're attacking anyone who pops out as somewhat more right-wing than the average Republican, and they're pulling all the legal tricks to give them trouble. So Firestarter says Trump lost because he gave up. Yeah, maybe that's a little true. Trump lost also because he gave up pleasing to the base that elected him initially. I truly think that Trump lost because he decided not to charm the base that allowed him to win in 2016. And they were he tried to do a move toward the middle, toward the mainstream. And this brought him some amount of votes, but it didn't bring him the votes that he needed. He tried charming the black voters, for example. That will never work. Enoch says, I'm concerned about JF. I hope he will reduce sodium, fast a few days, and do some exercise to unclog his lymphatic system. I will remove you and block you. First, because I do not. the reason I'm coughing is the use of my voice. I'm not coughing because I'm sick. I'm coughing because I am doing a monologue more than 1 hour per day, every day. And secondly, you used a word that I don't want to see anymore here. So I'm going to ban you forever. Goodbye, sir. We will be closing the show tonight. I'm sorry for the late start tonight, but it was because Odyssey had a bug and we couldn't log it anymore. So I decided to delay by 2 hours to see if it was fixed, and it turned out to be fixed. So it was a pleasure to be here with all of you tonight. Perhaps we can schedule the Patreon subscribe star hangout. So next week we will have Alze as a guest on Tuesday. It will be at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So perhaps it's a good time Tuesday to also do the Patreon hangout. So Patreon hangout, subscribe star hangout at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday the 12th. This is in 3 days from now. So I will see you there, and if you'd like to join the conversation, join the Patreon or the subscribe star at the $20 level. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow.